Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
After the game, what was that about? What did you have checked out?
Yeah, just took a funky fall. More peace of mind than anything, but everything checked out, so we're good.
How do you stay composed and stay focused on your stride?
Well, I think, again, the mindset that we had this week was win every play. Whatever the play was, you know, find a way to execute at the highest level, and we were just focused on the next one, and guys made some really good plays tonight.
Defense down guys forced those 2 points.
You know, young guys stepped up. It's good to see them playing within themselves, and that's a really good team that we just played, and to come out of here a tough environment and with a victory going in to our last 3 weeks, obviously it's good.
Dan Campbell talked about your patience being something he's noticed. There's a lot of times where you're stepping up, stepping back, rolling right, kind of could go out of bounds, but you stay in bounds. You talk about extending plays. Is that something that you've gotten even better at, you think?
I mean, we work on it. Scramble drill's got to be one of our best plays, and our receivers know that. They're just finding ways to, you know, get open when the play breaks down a little bit and trying to extend plays when it's not there. And we've had some success on it. And still a couple times probably to put the ball in harm's way. But again, we had some guys make some plays tonight.
Have you gotten the contributions from your running backs?
Yeah, it was awesome tonight. I know Ty had a big game receiving, Ray in the short yardage stuff and scoring a touchdown, and then Jimbo running his, running really hard, and that's a big credit to our offensive line for giving them opportunities to go in and make some plays.
What's it mean? What's it show that the last month you've beaten the number one seed in each conference?
Again, we're just trying to find ways to win, and you know this is going to help us in the long run. But still, a lot of things that we can learn from this game, take away. Still, offensively, I think we need to find some more. You know, too many plays we left out there. So I know it's to nitpick a game like that where you score 48 sounds kind of dumb, but still feel like we left some out there. Yeah, it was awesome. They came in, they contributed, and in the run game, in the pass game, third downs, Keon makes the big play there on the scramble. So, we missed those guys. We're glad to have them back.
Josh, I understand that you just said you need to improve offensively, but this is like the third time in team history you guys have posted 40-plus points in consecutive games. I mean, where do you think this offense is in its state of development as it heads down?
I think we got guys that are bought in. That's what it comes down to, and in the run game that sets up the pass game and vice versa. I feel like I missed a couple throws tonight, and can always find ways to get better. So we'll look at the film and look forward to next week.
Josh, in a game against a team like this is so high scoring, how much did it matter to be able to sort of take the game script away from them in the first half by getting a 2-score lead?
Yeah, we felt like, again, that was one of the ways to beat these guys is, you got to score points. And that's what our mindset was. If we had to score 21 to win, we would have tried to score 21. But we're going out there each and every drive, and just again, like I reiterating what I said earlier, just win the play. And what does that look like? Is it a check down? Is it a deep ball? Is it a throwaway? Is it a slide? Our guys did a good job of winning the play tonight.
What makes Ty such a good
role model? I think he's really smart. I think he's the best third down back in the game. The way that we communicate, the way that he sees protections. It's quarterback-like, bless you. He plays the game the right way. He's another guy on this team that we don't really call a running back. He's a football player that plays running back. He's always constantly running towards the ball, helping people up, saying the right things. And, again, he's a big reason why we are where we are.
Josh, I know you had a couple big leads in this game, but there's no margin for error late, no turnovers again. How do you kind of keep that trend going of taking care of the football as an offense?
Yeah, just trusting in what Joe's calling, trying to find a way to execute each and every given play. Yeah, and wish we could have kept that one because that was fun. Getting Dalton back going too, that would have been good for him. But again, we'll learn from it and move on.
The play, was it the shoulder that you just landed on the pile up there like you did?
Yeah, just a funky feeling. But again, was able to throw and don't feel any pain right now. It was just more precaution than anything.
Thanks,
I guess.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.